Long-time listeners of CNCN will know that when it comes to childhood gaming, my allegiance was with the Amiga. Admittedly, we did have a Game Boy 2, but we only had two game cartridges, that being Tetris and Flipple. Lovers of the Amiga will vouch for the high-quality music, graphics, and gameplay, and so I figured instead of shoehorning Amiga classics into Electro or Italo Disco podcasts, I'd make podcast number 54 one solely consisting of Amiga music from games, demos, and remixes. Pino Zupo's reinterpretation of the theme from Accolade's 1989 racing game Test Drive 2 really sums up my relationship with the Amiga. Test Drive 2, much like the original Test Drive, was one of those games that I preferred to watch for fear of tumbling off the cliff in my shiny red Ferrari. It was an irrational fear of messing up, spanning from another world to fairy tale, and much like any younger sister, I spent much of my childhood watching my older brother play these games for me. The Amiga demo scene was far less confrontational. You would put in a disc and be treated to neon-coloured 3D graphics, scrolling text and stars shooting right past you. The demo Phenomena dates from March 1991, and its music, Hyperbased by Tip and Firefox, has been widely praised among the Amiga demo scene. In fact, it had the honour of winning the 6,000 krona first prize at the Swedish Amiga Gaming Convention, the 1991 Anarchy Easter Party. This is Pi Pi's remix of the iconic theme from that demo, simply entitled Enigma. We'll be right back. The 1982 track Secret Rites from the South African artist Fox. When it came to music on the Amiga, artists created and edited music files or mods using a numeric sequencer called a tracker. Mods are quite distinct from MIDI files in that they contain their own audio samples, which allow them to sound exactly the same from one computer to the other. The way it would work was that each mod file would contain various patterns within a spreadsheet detailing note numbers, instrument numbers, and controller messages. The popularity of programs such as ProTracker, Octomed, and NoiseTracker gave way to communities of musicians who would use trackers to compose their chip tunes. This is the American artist Jonathan Pickard, otherwise known as Marx Marvelous, with his 1995 track Unusually Bright.
Thank you.
Composed by Hans Hermann Frank, that was the music from Stage 2 of the 1991 Oriental beat-em-up game Cobra. We'll now be hearing Dax, who we heard as recently as CNCM number 51 with his remix of the fantastic RSI Mega Demo. Shamrip was originally composed by Patrick Phelan for the 1992 Amiga driving game Lotus 3, The Ultimate Challenge. Although there are heated arguments about whether Lotus 3 lives up to the legacy of Lotus 2, there's no disputing that both games have absolutely slamming soundtracks. Is there in the background if you concentrate hard enough. That was Berserk with his remix of Final Fight. Developed by Capcom and published by US Gold for the Amiga in 1991, Final Fight was a hugely popular side-scrolling rock and roll beat-em-up, influenced largely by Double Dragon 2 and Street Fighter. Like many other games of the era, Final Fight originally began as an arcade game in 1989, later to be reworked for loads of other platforms, including the Super NES, Sega CD, Amstrad, Atari, and Commodore 64. The musical interpretations vary from platform to platform, but typically enough, I find that a gamer's favourite version tends to be the version that they heard first. Whatever your childhood gaming allegiance, I hope you've enjoyed the various mixes, including in the podcast. Obviously, there's a tremendous online presence devoted to preserving the Amiga music scene. I'll be posting my favourite Amiga music resources on the CNCM Facebook page, facebook.com/cassettesandchocolate. Also, if you have your own favourite tunes from the Atari, Sega, Nintendo, Amiga, whatever, I would love to hear your contributions. We've got to bond together in times like these. I'll leave you with the music for one of my favourite Amiga games. This is the 1987 CinemaWare gangster classic, The King of Chicago. It's stylish, spells cunning and corrupt, full of humour and really fantastic graphics. The soundtrack, composed by Bill Williams, enhances all that. Thank you for listening and see you all soon.